at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Welcome to our show here with Polaris and Montana and myself. Remember, this channel is viewer supported, so feel free to look into supporting the channel and the show and all that goodness. And so here we are. We're going to start this circle with a clearing of our mind. So we're going to go inward with some breath. And it's a basic three breath system. So just out, hold it, in, hold it, out. All right? So here we go. We're going to exhale all the chatter of the day so far, wherever you are, and hold it. And think about all that chatter as you let it go. Hold it down there. And then now we're going to bring in crisp, fresh, clean air into your temple. And you're going to fill your belly slowly, and then your lungs, your chest slowly, and then into your head. And you're just going to allow your Buddha belly to just shine and hold it. And reprogram yourself with all the beauty, all the possibilities, and all the realigning ideas you have about who you are, about what you are. And then let go. And let go again of all the extra chatter, all the smoke in your head, slowly, of all the funk going around. Push it out. Let it go deep down and then hold it at the bottom. And again, we're going to pull in and reprogram and reframe our stance, our mind, our being, where we are and why we're here, and what we want. Let your Buddha belly shine here into the base of your belly, into your lungs, into your head. And as you've been holding that, now let that go one final time. And if there was any old stagnant energy in there, just let it put, put out. It will be live again. Bring in this fresh, clean, crisp reprogramming there. And now that we're here, you close your eyes, if your eyes were not closed before, and through the blackness of your mind, through the blackness of the space in your head behind your eyes, let the retinal burns fade away. Let them swirl on, move on, and find the blackness and come to the sentinel of the north. And by the blackness of knowing, by high north, by the outer north that is I, by the outer north that is you, we open and ask that this sentinel come and be present, sentient, and here. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And then we move to the east, to the sentinel of breath, the breath of being. And at this sentinel, we ask that the power of the breath of being, the breath of life, the breath of all that is, be present in this circle, in this sphere, and all that is possible, the breath of you, the breath of me. Hail and welcome. And then as we move to the south, we encounter the candle of the strange flame. And this darkness starts to open up as we see the strange flame, the flame of self, the blue flame, the dark flame, the black flame, the flame of self that ignites everything else. And as we encounter this flame and the opening of the space around us, sentinel, we ignite the outer flame of outer space to mirror and match this inner flame of inner space. We see you and you see us. By all that is out in the sentinel of the south and all that is in the sentinel of the south, we welcome you. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And then as we move to the still waters of the west, the still waters of all, the waters of the womb of everything that is, we activate ourselves as a fetus in the great mother's womb. And with this activation, we spark through our blue flame, through the breath of being and through the blackness of knowing, our consciousness, ever eternal awakening within the womb of all. And as we encounter this in the outer space, we welcome you and you welcome us as the sentinel of the west, the waters of all, the spark of self. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
As we move spiraling to the inner space, the throne of self, the inner space, the center, the throne of self, we arise within this dream. We awaken within this dream. We feed our beautiful sphere of this dream, and we acknowledge all that is without, above and below. Hail and welcome thyself.
Hail and welcome.
The circle is open. Welcome, ladies.
Merry meet.
Yay, merry meet.
Very nice.
That was merry lovely, meet. Niche. Thank you.
Very pretty, yes. It's you wonderful know, to hear you.
Oh, I love you both. And, you know, it's interesting that the, you know, in the traditions, how the East and the North kind of have their thing. Some people start on the North, some people start in the East. The East can sometimes represent air or sometimes fire. And I find myself, just to get this witchy show started, girls, I find myself playing with those. So I don't get stuck in the ideas of any of it. It becomes very, there's a plasticity for me with these ideas, because ultimately it's the throne of self, right? It's that black flame of self at the core of it all.
I love that. And you know me, I'm all about making things as, you know, original and individual as possible, such as, you know, I always say true spirituality, it's always self-defining in a, you know, ever-shifting journey. So I love that idea of committing to staying on top of yourself and allowing yourself to shift in your words and your practice.
Well, it's all about, it is all about us. And Solaris is always right on it with that Merkaba. That whole Merkaba situation right there in the core for me, that is when I close my eyes and I think about myself, that's where I'm continually trying to remind myself, this is what I am, and the rest can fall away, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Star body. Vehicle of light.
Are you beautiful? How are you beautiful women, witches,
priestesses? We fine. Start our cauldrons. Doing our thing. Sending lightning rods as necessary.
Hey.
Lighting bonfires and taking names, the usual.
That's right.
We're
on the astral list. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
We missed you, Niche. I'm glad you're here.
I know. You did.
Yes. I'm glad to be back. It feels like forever, but it really wasn't that long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
spent through another timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I think we're traveling back a lot these days. All of us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much being taken over. And you've done, Claire, you've done such a good job presenting all this in your books, all of your books. Mm-hmm. And it's all in action now.
Mm-hmm.
You want the proof. The rubber's on the road right now. And so it's so hard to like even gauge the idea of time. Everything is just so crazy. Like where has this year gone already? We're already getting into May.
Exactly. It feels like winter here still.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost May and we've had nothing but weird cold, snow-like weather. That's, you know.
And that is right.
And your birthday's around the corner, miss.
I know. And your birthday just happened.
That's right.
Hey, that's we're right. Both. Yeah.
I survive another year.
Yay.
My birthday is a weird one this year. It's the lunar Beltane and there's a super moon on it.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's in Scorpio, which is polar opposite from Taurus. So I don't know.
Pretty you
know
powerful for you, energetically.
That's like a stay home and have popcorn and look at some Betty Davis film kind of birthday.
Mean. Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh, so exciting. But yes, happy birthday month, my sister. So Solaris, I wanted to ask you if you wanted to share your birthday plans with our listeners, what you may have done for your birthday or anything you did to celebrate this month.
I spoiled myself a little bit and bought some esoteric kind of cool jewelry. And then I had some visitors at my house. I had some witchy poos there, some elders that came over. And we had a nice, very off-planet discussion about various topics. It was very pleasant.
That sounds amazing.
They made homemade spaghetti for me, and we had some mead, and it was very, very nice.
Oh, I approve of this.
That's right.
Yes.
And I wish you were there because you could have had indulged in the mead. So
this is the golden life, though, isn't it? This is when you're sharing with people you love, and it's at a deep level.
That's right. And what's really interesting is that the conversations, obviously we have very deep conversations, but I've noticed that also with other types that are like us, that we just go into very, very intense multidimensional worlds. And that's the norm, that's the norm for our conversation. So, which is nice,
Yeah.
So most happy. Let's hope that continues.
And you go out to Muggle World and it's like all inverted and circus land. I'm like, I can't do it.
I know. I'm noticing strange stuff when I go out. This woman the other day wanted to get nasty with me, but my presence is a little bit intimidating, and she didn't. She just stood there and stared, and it was and it wasn't because she thought it was fabulous. It was, I would be in this woman's face, except for she's intimidating kind of stare. I could tell she was just biting her tongue, and I looked at her directly and smiled.
What was her problem?
Where was this at?
This was in Portland and at one of the cheap, I shouldn't say cheap, but at one of the concrete places where you get yard ornaments and stuff. All like designers go there, but it's kind of ghetto-y. It's kind of in my old neighborhood in Southeast. Mm-hmm. And it's got fabulous deals. I love it. Every year, every spring, it's like a tradition. And this woman was there, and it's outside. And I didn't have a mask on or anything. And
well, that's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah. I know it was exactly that.
Trigger.
Come over.
How dare you, Niche? How dare you show your beautiful face in public? Oh my God.
It was totally that. And I'm in like my best dreadful outfit. And that's kind of my normal, but you know what I'm saying? I wasn't your normal broad out there. And so I think that gave her pause, because I think this woman actually probably does get nasty with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, people need to back it off, man. This is what I mean by instant karma. It's going to hit him in the ass. It really is. They're provoking and they're harassing, even if it's subliminal,
Yeah. It was interesting. At first I just noticed the hot. I was like, ooh, what's going on? I look around and then I saw where it was coming from. I'm like, oh my God, no, step down, lady, step down.
You should have just sent like a vibe you obviously said something or energetically kicked her out. So
I smiled, and that just made her, I think it seemed to make her mad, but with these masks on, like, you can't tell. I couldn't tell. So it was just like, okay, keep that in your periphery as you're walking
I hate
around.
To tell them, but they're wearing the masks and they're on self-destruct sequence right now. They're basically, they just took a huge amount of time off their lives. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's well, and just the fact that it's so aggressive and they mm-hmm. need to make sure we're all, where they are. And meanwhile, it's been cold here, so I have a big old, scarf around me, too. So it's not like before all this, I used to wear scarves and pull them up over my face because it's cold air, right? So, it's like back when it was kind of whatever normalcy was. So, yeah. It was interesting, but I've also been noticing there's like this shift in, there's like a hive mind kind of energy going on.
Yeah,
I'm noticing. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, but it's not coming from off world. It's more connected to the linear programs of the hive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems technological.
It certainly isn't evolved, that's for sure. Not theirs, not that hive. That's the hive that's like Reject Central. So nobody wants to be part of that. The Borg Queen would be like, oh no.
Niche, I think it's cute that, I think it's cute that like Because I know you don't go out very often. So it's like the one time you go out, like this lady gives you a dirty look. And I'm used to, like, I piss people off every time I leave the house. So I think it's funny. I'm like, yep. I just like made someone else really mad today. I made somebody else cry today. I'm just so used to that now.
Of course. You know, I don't usually pay attention, but I felt like this, it felt aggressive. And so I had to notice, it was like, oh, it's getting hot. It's cold out. And I'm like, why is my shoulder getting hot over here?
Yeah, so, that means it was directed towards you.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you're hypersensitive to the energy too. I don't know if many people would have picked up on that.
She was standing there right there looking at me. And when I looked over, I was like, oh, okay, there it is. It was like a beam. Very. And, you know, she's kind of like a grandma type. I was not expecting it. This is a sacred elder in some, her circles. She's got to be one of the sacred elders and, you know, not my sacred elder. But I do try to respect my elders. But, I mean, come on now.
No, that's just basically an entity. Yeah, that's a nobody. Anything that lashes out like that, no, worthless. Absolutely worthless.
Well, that's what I was going to ask Nish, if you thought she was human.
Well, that's the thing. And no, I don't think she was. But that's the deep woo. Yeah, I think she was one of these that have been taken over. And what has turned into the mirror movie is the invasion with Nicole Kidman. I mean, that's really, I think, we nailed all this.
Mm-hmm. That and the invasion of the body snatchers.
That's a woo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is. It's the third. It's an invasion of the body snatchers, the modern version. So mm-hmm. it's like the best of the 70s version, and but it made it more modern, so they don't have like pods. It just is like a flu. It's a sickness. Mm-hmm. And it changes them internally, and there's no, like, the body doesn't decompose, you know.
I think,
like,
I remember. I think I saw that. Was that the one where she was taking a bunch of speed to stay awake or something?
Yeah.
And so she couldn't fall asleep, right? Yeah.
Solaris, revisit it with these new, with where we are now, it just is right on.
Yeah, it is right on. Well, I'm kind of thinking that right now we're seeing people for what they really are. In other words, it's not a mask they're wearing. This is really who they are. The layers have been peeled. Oh, yeah. So yeah, this is raw entity, raw this, raw that, but it is what it is. So it's kind of good in a sense, you know, they're wearing masks, but we can see right through them. Isn't that funny?
Yes. But you know what's fun about all this? I've been playing the witchy poo aspect with it because I'm using all the old school stuff we know that repels. And, you know, there's the old school thing with the fae when we all have this connection, all three of us, and the iron shavings and iron stuff in the windows that is now actually like magnetite lodestone, but not that you feed, that you use to repel against away, is starting to actually have gained some scientific ground within the nature of, I don't want to say it, but the jabby jab. And what is, I'm drinking carbonated ginger ale, so Lord, and I do mean the Lord, have mercy.
Let it rip.
You're so cute. Hi, God, I love you.
It's good for you anyway. Carbonation.
Yep.
But I think that some of the old school witchery is now coming into its time. Like the iron shavings in the windows, the iron stuff in the windows, now really more than any time I've ever seen is really applicable because it has an effect on some of the ingredients in these jabs. Oh. And it's also with a repelling factor and possible scrambling factor. Think about magnetics and computers, right? And so this is old school witchery. And here we are, old school witchery for the new age. That ought to be our book.
That sounds like a book. You should write a book like that. There it is. Don't steal it, everybody.
Yes. It's all right. I wouldn't want new age. No new age in the title for me, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's exactly it. Good advice right there. When it comes down to it.
Absolutely.
So what else is going on, beautiful priestesses?
Well, I was going to ask you, Niche, because, yeah, our listeners haven't heard from you in a while. So, yeah, I have a, because you know me, I'm annoyingly anal. I always have, like, an outline written out of, like, points that, you know, I always try to cover. And one of my questions was, ask Niche what she's been up to lately, because I'm sure her audience misses her. So what's new with you?
I've been working really hard with the Cosmic Salon. So I've got some really groundbreaking chat for me, the groundbreaking chats as far as eye-opening. I just released a good one with Anthony. He likes to go by Tony Peak. And I don't know, Solaris, you may have had him on at some point in the past.
What's his name?
Anthony Peak. And he's been around a very long time. So it just seems like someone you would have had on.
What's his topic?
That one, the topic with him was, oh, geez, that's the thing. Oh, we recorded it like last month. I just edited it and got it out last night. It's, oh, geez.
It's
over there. It's like, you'd have to go over because it's been like every day I'm having shows. Isn't that terrible?
That was a ball buster, though.
You're incredible.
It's really, really good. I was really proud of it. And so the Cosmic Salon's kind of been my focus and working on those kinds of things. I am working on new music video, and that's happening slowly, 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 slowly. And I'm also trying to focus in on getting some of these people that everyone keeps poo-pooing on the show. So I've got Patrick trying to get Mr. Yeadon, the Pfizer, main Pfizer guy that came out and went all over the internet on shows and stuff that got wiped. So now the Uncle Algo is onto his name. So I'm going to do it in a tricky way, and I've learned some secrets about whispering. Whispering's one, the algorithms can't get a grasp. So if we get more mail in, well, I don't know why. I just heard this from a couple coders. Anyway, so I want to get some, dispel some of the stuff that's coming back at us. Like, this man was out there saying this from his own mouth, but I sent out stuff that it's been scrubbed, and everyone's sending me Snopes stuff in return. I'm like, don't, please never send me Snopes, okay? And this is the main Pfizer guy saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, and scary things. And I just want to get to the bottom of the room. So I'm on that kind of a deep dive right now, and some learning some more medical terminology as I go, because this is been a deep dive, and I think that it behooves everyone to kind of, this is taking your health in your own hands now and doing some research. I think we all need to be there. So that's where I've been, is trying to actually learn, school myself up.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So,
yep, that's what's been going on. But the show is just, I'm just recording a lot.
Wow. That's
and
good.
And the personal life got, you know, getting some stuff in the ground, but it's still cold here. And, you know, just trying to observe the world around me as it changes. And I brought some of that to mind where I'm noticing this hive mind.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I can say, though, that my creative juices, baby got her mojo back.
Yay!
That's always good.
Right? I'm all of a sudden feeling super creative about making some, at least one doll, and doing the music video. So something's happened where I'm untapping the muse a bit, and it's been over a year and a half since that energy came at me. Yeah. And so that, I think it's a good thing. That's why I jokingly say, baby, got the mojo back.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's fantastic. The world needs you to have your mojo back.
Yeah, you got to power up. That goes for everybody.
Yep. Yes. So true.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
That's a big statement. We need Solaris on loop with that. I need a soundbite of that. Got to power up. Those are words to live by.
No kidding.
To live by.
Truly.
I love it. Yes. And Solaris, you just had a birthday, and Niche, your birthday is coming up in a few days. So you want to tell our listeners what your plans are for your birthday?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they include you.
Yeah, they do.
And you know this. Well,
we're I'll tell, a couple it's an undisclosed location. Shh. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to tell the private details, but some of us will friends are going to get together, and I call my gay husband from Seattle's coming in. I call my gay son who lives here is going to be there. And so, I mean, what else could a girl ask for? I have my gays and my sisters. You know, and some good food, and it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. It's because of all the hard aspects, though, with it, you know, in opposition to Scorpio and all that. It's kind of it's weird. It's weird, a little bit of some weirding, but to celebrate it with people I love is very important.
Yes, it is. Yay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be there, and you deserve to be celebrated. So it'll be fantastic.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
I haven't power
seen
your magic
Montana
up
in ages.
Yeah. You know, the Scorpio aspects, you can transcend that alchemically. So it's not, it can get very, very esoteric, almost ceremonial. So it could be very powerful for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's for me personally, yes, but the collective. So it's
right.
And Taurus. It's full moon, the Taurus full moon, opposed to it's in Scorpio. So there could be some crazy tensions in the public.
Well, this whole timeline is just imploding anyway. So just navigate away from it. Just steer away. You know, just I always say, don't look back. Do not look back. I don't care what's behind you. Just don't look back. Just keep going.
Good advice.
You know what? All three of us actually kind of live that. I mean, I actually see that directly with all three of us. And that's, I think, a secret ingredient to living a more meaningful life is to keep it going in that motion and don't get trapped in those time travel traps from the past.
Yeah, it's too much Velcro with that. Too much polarization.
Yeah.
And then you get entangled into it. You know, it just doesn't. And just like what they're trying to do, they're trying to bait everybody in, even with the linear propaganda, they're trying to pull everybody's energy into that field. And, you know, you can observe it from afar as a spy bird. You don't have to participate with it. And that's my suggestion, is to navigate away from it as best you can, because this is, we're moving on. I mean, I've talked about breakaways. We're going on. We're not hanging out here. This is not going to happen. So that's where your magic comes in, your power and your priestess comes in, you know?
True.
I totally feel it. It feels like I was telling you this the other day, Solaris. It feels like we could just almost, I feel like at least I am at the point where almost could just pivot and be out.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Edge of the black. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about what I'm working on, but yeah, you're totally right. Yep. I'm not going to mention on air. That's all. I'm not giving any more data to outside perimeters.
No.
Yeah.
That's another thing with me too. I've closed in the loop a lot. And this feels like the time, right, to just kind of close the circle, really.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Well, it's kind of like Lady Galadriel, you know, in the forest, where you just kind of kick out whatever needs to be kicked out.
I love her.
I do too. Yeah. Well, that's what it is, you know, keeping magic close to your heart, because it seems like they're trying to just completely vandalize it, you know, on so many different levels.
Well, not only has it been co-opted and it's like distorted in some weird way.
Yeah,
and
hijacked.
And that's what a lot of us have talked about in different language with facsimiles and add water and stir. I mean, we've talked about this with different language, but in the end, that's what it is. And that's this whole thing about this, the strange flame within, the black flame within, the weirding flame.
Right.
We've got to protect that. That's of value in this whole bigger scope of everything.
Truly. That's good advice.
It may very well be a seat of consciousness that is not yet in where this timeline is. doesn't have necessarily science to back it up, but Tony Peake kind of says that that's what's going on from the physics that he dives into. Mm-hmm. I found that really, and that was in that last session, and I found that very, it's something I think of and feel, and I pull up to that, but I loved hearing it from someone like that that's really spent his life trying to make sure everything was kind of grounded down into the real science, not co-opted fake science. Mm-hmm. Constantly thrown at us, real science. And so it's like, okay, that's validating to me. That's validating. Consciousness is possibly that.
It oversees that everything. You know, that's the beauty of consciousness. It's overseeing everything in a very multiversal level. So it's not about this layer here. You know, this is what we're having in the linear. It's way beyond that. The vastness of the cosmic design. Anyway, I always hone in on that. I mean, this world is so inverted and so distorted, it just becomes ridiculous after a while. But it's nice to get the organic people who have the knowledge and the gnosis. And I find that there are so many wonderful, wonderful beings here on this world. We're not connected, like in a sense, we're not constantly communicating, but we are here. And we're also out there, you know, in the cosmos. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of it. We're more of us than they realize, in a sense of the ones that are actually pretty ancient with a lot of knowledge, you know, and that's going to come in at some point.
I agree with that. I think that's why it's important that we do our individual work so that we're, you know, constantly raising that collective consciousness so that we're getting ready for whatever's coming.
Well, they've got all their darts out. I mean, you know, they're doing whatever they can to take everybody down to the lowest level. Mm-hmm. So this is a war. I mean, they don't want to say it. They try to attack people who say it's a war. It's a war. It's a psychological, technological, spiritual war. You can go down the list, but we're definitely under attack, and, you know, it gets old after a while. And the stuff that I was talking about earlier before we went live, you know, just looking at this whole agenda and this whole world, everything has been such a lie from A to Z. And if it wasn't for the fact that we come from the cosmos and we entered onto this world with our own knowledge and our own template of data, we probably wouldn't know anything. You know, thank goodness we have the gnosis. We have the knowledge from off planet. And now we can see behind it all. We can see their lies and deception. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see they're lying, but some people just don't have it. They just don't understand. Mm-hmm. Which I find interesting.
It's interesting that you can't see it until you see it. And that's the thing. And I think sometimes people try to overcomplicate some things. Not that none of this is, or can be complicated, but sometimes I think we are our own worst enemies with any kind of gnosis, where we overcomplicate the process, like meditation, like, I mean, everything. We overcomplicate it, and then it becomes an expectation of overcomplication. Like, ceremonial magicians are always stuck in that loop of they have to have all those accoutrements, and it's not, you know, the whole thing. Well, I can snap to a ritual with it. Yeah, I can just snap into that mindset and get right there and speak the words I need. And that's part of it. And then there are other times I want to dive down into the material plane and get into the beauty of high ceremony, which I do love. I love the optics and all that. But I don't need that to make magic work for me. To turn the generator on, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well, it's just we are what we are. You know, consciousness and motion. Mm-hmm. Power's there. It's intent. It's manifestation. It's how we rearrange reality, so to speak. You know, through our own state of being. In my opinion, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, we do it naturally.
Mm-hmm. But they like to run interference. You know, and this is what I've been honing in on, especially after the technology I've been through. You see what they're trying to do to sabotage that, but it doesn't work. You still get through their firewalls. You still get through their obfuscations and their psyops. And eventually they get annihilated, to be honest. So
hey.
That's right.
Blood on the field.
That's right. Well,
that's,
you know,
their blood on the field.
Yeah.
I love that we're consciousness in motion. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Don't you have something to add, Montana, connected to...
That's,
I think you had something prepared tonight.
Going. I was like, So, Montana, what about you? You put Solaris and I in the spot. What about you?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. I have also been very busy doing my own consciousness work and research work that I actually don't want to say anything more about on air. I can share it with you ladies a little later, but yep, I've been super busy as well. And I don't mean to turn around and take the spotlight off of me, but everybody knows that, you know, I'm real big into holistic healthcare and water fasting. And Solaris and I think it was our last show that we had a pretty in-depth discussion about detoxification and cleansing via water fasting. And I think that that topic is very relevant right now, considering everything that, you know, that we just discussed and how it's, you know, relating to, you know, elevating the self and raising the collective consciousness. So since I'm on that topic, Solaris, I just wanted to ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about the water fast that you said that you did recently.
She passes the buck. Listen to this. Or she passes the wand. All right. Well,
I just love you both so much. And I'm like, no, I want to ask you guys questions. I want to hear more from you.
Well, you're the one who turned me on to this. So last time we had a show, you were discussing your water fasting, and I was very impressed with that.
Thank you.
I honestly couldn't do that long. So I did do 3 days, and I said I was going to do the 3 days, and I did. And I got through it so easy. I decided I wanted to do it all the time. So I'm doing it every week, at least trying to do it every week, at least 3 days of water fasting. And I felt, I have to tell you, as soon as I started doing it, I felt like 100% better. And my body wasn't craving food. It didn't want food. I didn't feel weak. I felt fantastic. And like I said, I only did the 3 days, but I applaud you for that, Montana, because you kind of awakened me to that level of just getting back in touch with what's necessary, how to reboot the system, how to flush out the toxins and reset at the cellular level. And that's what water does. I mean, we're not going to get into specifics of it unless you want to, but my point is it is very purifying and very healing. And I think more people should get involved in doing that and take some time out and let their body get a rest. Let the body get a rest from all the processed foods and whatever else they're eating or ingesting. I mean, I think people have had stress out the wazoo after this whole illusion of PSYOP going on for the past year. You know, people were shut down and kind of just eating, you know, for comfort, but they're not really needing the food. So yeah, water fasting is excellent.
Yeah, that is outstanding. And I know that you and I have talked about this a lot privately over the course of the last month, but I want everybody that's listening right now to know how outstanding that is. Yes, that you did a 3-day water fast. That's incredible. And
I wasn't even hungry. That's what's so interesting. My body didn't want any food.
Yep.
I could have probably gone longer, but I didn't.
Oh, you could definitely go longer. Yeah, I'm excited for you to, yeah, maybe do a 4-day or a 5-day when you're ready.
I'm definitely going to push it, yeah, at some point. But you were like superwoman when it came to the water fasting.
Yeah. Well,
I've
been doing it for a really long time. So it definitely, I do think that it takes a more experienced water faster because it's not just a, like, training your body to go for, you know, long periods of time without food. It's the whole mentality of it too. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some days I get the formula right, I get the recipe right, and I can water fast successfully. Other days I'm in my head and it's a struggle. So yeah, you know, it's a learning process. Like even for me, I've been doing it for a long time and I still struggle with it. But yeah, when I'm able to go with it, I go with it. I push myself as for, you know, as long and hard as I can. And it's very similar to when you're mountain climbing, when you're backpacking, or when you're running, and it's that very similar euphoric runner's high. You just basically hit a wall, and then you climb over it, and then you're good, and you can keep going and going, and then it allows you to get in touch with, you know, another version of your higher self, and to, you know, reclaim these other psyches that you would have missed, you know, because you're, you know, busy inside your human body. But what I think is so fascinating, Solaris, about you water fasting and just, you know, us discussing this, I feel, very important topic with what's happening in the world right now, because we know that water fasting, biologically and physiologically, that it resets our body clock, right? Mm-hmm. So the way I see it and why I've been wanting to discuss it on such a public level lately is because because the three of us agree on the, you know, COVID not being necessarily a virus. And the three of us also agree on the vax being bad. So, Nish, don't, I think we're all on the same boat with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Just double checking. Yeah. I haven't talked to you about the vaccination in a while. Just double checking. I didn't want to speak for you.
Oh, girl. I've been a loud voice out there with it. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. So what's so interesting is the way I see it, raising the collective consciousness, but of course doing the work within yourself first, you know, being your own person, your own individual, your own cosmic being. So essentially with, you know, people giving into the whole, you know, fear and mass hysteria of what, you know, the media is telling us COVID really is when we know that it's not that. And then the consequences of that is, you know, them telling us that we need to get vaccinated, right? Well, the whole, you know, other fear on top of that is what is actually this vaccination. Of course, the three of us know it's not a vaccination. It's very, very bad news. And I know, Nish, given all of the interviews and all of the research work that you've been doing with your other shows, you definitely know a lot more information about that than I do. But from what we do know, that the vaccination, it's not a vaccination. People that are getting the alleged vax, that they are, you know, coming up to some sort of a resurge, some sort of a reset, right? And that's why I think that taking the initiative to do our own individual water fasting, we are actually working in the exact opposition of what the alleged vax is supposed to be doing. So we are resetting ourselves. We are taking control of ourselves, of our own biology, our own physiology, and therefore our own spirituality and emotionality. And we are raising the collective consciousness by making our bubble bigger and healthier and by detoxifying. So I think the more that we water fast, and every day that we water fast, and every day that we dissociate from this human world and all of the media, we are offsetting all of the people that are getting vaxxed by resetting ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Yep. Just this think is, Jurassic Park.
Collective.
Okay.
Yep.
When it comes down to what's going on in this, there's a lot of weird with this manipulation. Let's put it that way. DNA level. Even they're not admitting it, yeah. But it RNA sends a message to the DNA. They're trying to deny it and say it's not the case. It is the case. You have to look at it on a multidimensional holographic scale. They're looking on a linear level. They're looking. Their science is completely linear. So they're not looking at the bigger spectrum at all. It comes down to what they're doing. But you have a great point there, Montana. I totally agree.
Thank you. And I think, like, I made that connection for myself recently. And I know that I'm like, yeah, why am I, like, so obsessed with water fasting right now? And I'm used to doing a long water fast every spring or summer anyway. So I think my body is just used to that right now. So my body knew that, you know, okay, getting ready for a water fast. But I made that connection. I'm like, wait a second. So media is telling us, you know, that the vax is good. We're supposed to, you know, get it and it's going to keep us safe. But we know that it's not an actual vaccination and that it's bad. And people are talking about how it's going to reset the human people. And what exactly does that mean? And I'm like, nope, well, I can reset myself. You know, I'm going to be way over here on the other side of the spectrum, controlling myself and my environment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You have the control panel to your own body. And that's the bottom line. And that's the one thing everybody knows on a holistic scale. Anybody who's done any healing work or just natural healers and witches, green witches or whatever, we all know how to master our own divine blueprint. We understand how it operates on a multidimensional scale. So yeah, absolutely. You can do phenomenal things with intent and will, period. Bottom line, you know?
Yes. Love it. Yeah. Yes. And
especially since water is programmable. I mean, all uh-huh. matter really is, but water is extremely programmable. And there's so much that can be harnessed through just that knowing and idea and doing. When we think about the idea of a cleanse, of getting rid of toxins through something like a water fast.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. Yeah. And even from a paranormal perspective, from a parapsychological point of view, that we know water to be a spiritual conduit. So I remember, Solaris, you were asking me about making, I can't remember what you called them, but you said like little magical mocktails. Like,
oh, yeah, cosmic cocktails. Well, yeah,
cosmic
really
cocktails.
Good.
That's what you called them. Yeah,
you
I love that.
Program your water by using celestial coordinates or whatever else you want to do.
Exactly. Yes, I love that. And I know it's pretty common practice for people, you know, to make moon water or to, you know, recharge their crystals under the full moon, stuff like that. But yeah, Solaris, you definitely got me more excited after we had that discussion about, turning when I was, you know, deep into my my long water fast that I just did. And that one was 14 days, turning toward the end of my fast. Just putting these magical components and revitalizing my water. And I was having fun experimenting with that. And you actually inspired me, Solaris, to add a little section of the water fasting book that I'm writing about cosmic mocktails, if that's okay.
Oh, sure. They really work. I used to do them a lot in ceremony. I think I mentioned that to you when we did it privately. Mm-hmm. We talked. Yeah, it definitely works. So you can taste it before and after. And when we start bringing in certain specific coordinates from particular star grids, you notice it immediately. You can almost see a vortex showing up in the field to actually, you can feel it coming in. And then when you drink the water, it's like unbelievable. So yeah, you can change everything alchemically to accommodate wherever you want to go. And also that alters the DNA code on a higher level of consciousness and frequency. It heals the body. You can literally get almost intoxicated by using programming your water.
Yes, I love it.
People
so much.
Used to get like really like lightheaded, like they had champagne, and I'm like, it's just water, but it's programmed, and you can tell. So yeah, exactly. Magic in motion. That's how it works. That's real
like
alchemy.
Super advanced water fasting. Right? Yes, it's brilliant. Yay!
It's fun.
Yeah. And so, Niche, didn't you say that you were going to do a couple day water fast? Were you able to do that?
Well, I do intermittent fasting every day, and. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm amping up to do that. I've got a whole little situation, I'm getting ready to do. Mm. I was waiting until after my birthday bash.
Yay.
After the birthday month, because I have been very indulgent and, I've allowed myself the indulgence. And so after all that, darling,
that sounds perfect.
Okay. Now a bitch is going to get serious.
That's how I am. My birthday is in July. I celebrate like July 1st to July 31st. And then I usually celebrate well into August because why not? So I get it.
Yeah, right, right. I think, you know, it's all relative, but I've definitely been enjoying the material blessings. Well, we can anyway, at least.
Aw, good.
But I am going to do what Solaris did, too. I'm going to start with the 3-day water fast and go from there.
That's fantastic. Yay. Yeah, well, I'm excited to hear all about it when you get to it. So, yeah, I think water fasting is incredible, and it's, it's just literally recognizing and releasing the magic that we have inside of us. You know, it's a very, you know, Dorothy meets the Wizard of Oz scenario, realizing that you had the magic inside of you all along to reset your own body chemistry. You know, it's fantastic. So yeah, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm. You push you in another space of consciousness, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Clears out all the debris, you know, gives you some clarity. Helps you not only reset the biofield, but also on a multidimensional scale too. And I think we were discussing this off air, but the idea behind astral projection or even doing anything more esoteric, ceremonial with your body, your spirit body, astral projection, whatever, it definitely manifests, helps you a lot more to be able to get rid of some of that heavier energetics.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really what they want us. Yeah, exactly. And that's what they want us to not be doing right now.
Oh yeah, it's just complete density here. I mean, everything they're doing is projecting heaviness, inversions, density. It's just very, very harsh, coarse field that is not really productive in any formula. It really isn't. So
I agree.
Yeah,
definitely. It just the deeper into the more absurd it looks and feels as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
But again, this is what's interesting is that where this divide's happening, there are so many people that really are truly not able to see beyond the prescribed narrative at all. Like, literally can't see beyond them. And that's what I found the most shocking. Because I personally have always come from the stance of at least trying, you know, as a journey person. And as a, you know, old school term was a journeyman, but now it's a journey person. And just trying to figure myself out as I move further into this realm and around this realm and inside this realm and all that. And it's shocking to me how many people are not there, sadly.
No, they're not going to get there either.
Yeah. I think that it's not that they can't. I think that they won't. I think that the people aren't
right.
there.
It's yet. Her choice. Mm-hmm.
They're not exactly. So I was going to say they aren't ready. I think that, we all start at the same level and we all, you know, share similar capabilities, and the people that just aren't there, it's because they aren't ready. And that's what makes me angry.
Well, they don't choose to be. And a lot of them, it's a species thing too. It has a lot to do with the celestial starseed heritage, that kind of thing. I'd say there's about 3% of us that are actually part of the breakaway off planet, and the rest are just, they are what they are. That's just the way it is. I mean, I don't make the rules. I just know them. And I can tell you that's really what's going on. So not everybody's the same. We come in as different beings from different star systems, different levels of consciousness. And some of us are very activated when we get here and some aren't. And some are indigenous in a sense that they haven't been off planet. They haven't incarnated off planet. So there's a lot to factor in. Although the linear world will never teach you these things. This is all beyond mystery school. It's, you know, it's norm for us to know this stuff, but it's not for them. They don't know anything. I don't mean to be a snob about it. I'm just saying. And the point is that you're seeing it now. You're seeing those who know the path, whether it doesn't matter what belief system they have in religion or this or that. It's just about consciousness. They either get it or they don't. And you're seeing that breakaway. We are heading for a break. I think I heard music. Go ahead, Niche.
No, that's... oh, Lord. I don't have my...
you're good.
We'll
be right back, everybody. You're listening to Cyber Witch Cafe. I'm joined by Niche in Montana, Jordan, and we'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect,
Triangle.
Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Ay, ay, oh, please, oh, come on, need I. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Niche.
Welcome Niche. Back to the Cyber Witch Cafe with Solaire C. Raven, Montana Jordan, and myself, Niche. We are listener supported, so give us some love if you can. And here we are, ladies, priestesses.
And by the way, Niche, I have to say, thank you for the beautiful message you left on my birthday. You sang me happy birthday. Aww. And for those who don't know, Niche has a beautiful voice. And it was very sweet. So thank you.
Aww.
I was saying into Solaris.
That's so sweet. Happy birthday month of both of you. I'm just like sitting here just all smiley and just so happy to be a part of the circle and all the birthday love right now. Such a special night.
Well, yours is coming up, right? Soon enough.
Not until July, but yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised how fast that's going to roll around.
I know. It's already May.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Week.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah,
you're
it's already
a cancer baby, aren't you?
I sure am. Yep.
That's right. I love that cancer energy.
Yeah, it's intense. Yeah, I annoy myself sometimes.
Yeah, but they're so loyal, and I married one, and so I just love. There's just something about the intensity that cancer energy, but Taurus. In cancer, that's a good combo. So it's there's just something about that need to feel wanted in a way a cancer does. They really some people can't take it. It's a little intense for some people. For earth signs in general, though, we can take it.
Yep, that's true. Yep. Yeah, well, yep, I'm a crab, so as a water sign, yep, I just want to like drown you all with my maternal love.
Yes, you are so protective.
You are.
I
am.
I love it.
It is
so, it's so true, though. Montana is fierce, but she is just like the depth of like emotion. And we all here know, Solaris knows this, I know this. The depth of emotion and loyalty is so fierce.
Aww.
Montana. Yeah. It's a blessing if you're one of those people that knows this about her and gets to experience that. But with the crab, once you're outside that shell, you're outside the shell.
You're done. You're dead to me.
Yes. And that's the hard thing that's hard to really calculate with cancers too. It's like once you're outside the shell, there's no going back.
ever. Nope. Yeah, that's yeah. something I've gotten good at as an adult crab. Yeah, learning what my boundaries are and how to verbalize them and maintain them. Hey, that's the hardest part about having boundaries and, you know, practicing holistic healthcare and, you know, being as, you know, spiritual and healthy and ethical as a person as you can be. It's not just coming up with your boundaries and verbalizing them. It is hard maintaining them. Like, it's like, nope, I made a choice. I'm sticking with it. Bye.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Yeah, and that's well, what we're
I celebrate it. And I celebrate you, Montana, and all that beautiful cancer energy.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's so sweet because it's your birthday month. We're supposed to be celebrating you and Solaris tonight.
Well, my birthday's over.
I know, but and we're like in the circle round. We're in the circle round here. So we're all giving it.
That's
so
right.
Well, that's the thing is, so I'd like to pull in some of my favorite soul sisters along my whole entire life have been Aries.
Yeah.
And I've always had like some Aries females around me. Right now, the only one I have is Solaris.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I can think of, I think Solaris is the only one. And this is one of the things that I celebrate in the Aries energy. And Solaris got this in spades, child. The fucking fierce ass, burn your ass. Fire. This is like some serious, intense, like galactic fire. And I'm telling you what, I love it. I celebrate it. I live for it. And if you don't have an Aries woman around you to get with that, I'm sorry. Because it's amazing.
And Solaris, I don't even know if you are aware that you say that all the time, but you'll always be like, well, I'm an Aries woman, so blah blah blah. Well, I'm an Aries woman. So like, it's just the way I am. I will burn you.
Definitely fierce. I do have Pisces though, thank goodness. If I had all Aries in my timeline or chart, I'd be a nightmare.
You are Solaris, you are like, you're otherworldly, that's for sure. And there just is nothing, you know, I think your fire can be seen for ages across. We're
true.
Talking about bright stars in the sky. We can't forget Solaris.
Well put. No,
that's okay.
That.
I'm a path cutter. That's good. We're getting out of here. As we quoted Frank Castle that one time, and it always stuck with me. We're walking out of this shit, right? I can't say that right now. Remember that?
I'm with you. Yes.
We are walking out of this. Ladies and gentlemen, alien life forms, we're getting out of here.
We need that mindset to actually be able to do it, too.
Yep. I keep thinking he's an Aries, too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Frank, I don't remember what he is. To ask him again.
Well, that's an Aries sentiment for sure.
Yeah. No doubt. Excuse my French.
Yeah. So that is, I mean, and, you know, this is one of the things I keep trying to remind people of, because things do seem really dire, and at least people see and recognize now how crazy things are, because it was just this kind of in a vacuum for so long. I think it is a good thing to remind everyone, and that's what I like about the two of you, is that we need to continue to keep our eye on our individual goals and targets and not collapse in. This is not the time to do that. This is actually the time for your deep game now.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah, just work with the cosmos. That's what I've been doing. I think that's what you've been doing too, on a different scale, you know, every one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get caught up in what feels very dark and never ending in the collective around us, and some hard stuff that, you know, friends and loved ones are doing that affect us. And this is now when we need to tap into the depth of our roots.
Exactly.
And yeah. And so for me, it's just constantly trying to remind people that it is the darkest hour. however. You know, there's a cliche there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Plus, we are immortal beings. Anyway, look at it. You know, we're not from here. Our origins are not from here, even if it appears we are. And that essence of origin is immortal design work. You know, it's multidimensional, multiversal, and unlimited in consciousness. And for us, I mean, you know, use your power and use it wisely.
Mm, yes. Love it. I've been struggling with that these last few weeks since I ended my most recent long-term water fast. As I'm as a Cancer, because I love hard and I hate hard, so I'm an extremist. So that's a...
Oh, yep. She's an extremist. Let me write this down on toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Definitely, I think, one of my strong suits, but it could also collectively be my flaw if I don't keep myself in check, right? So when I do something, I do it hard and I do it well. And then when I decide I want to take a break from it, then I fall off hard. I'm like, oh, no. So it's like I have a hard time with that middle ground. But that's, I think, also, you know, why I'm successful in other areas. But in the areas where I really struggle with that is my whole, you know, being stuck in my meat sack and the whole humanistic perspective of things, because, you know, I'm always trying to dissociate from my human body and from the human world, which is, you know, a big reason why I water fast. But yeah, it's what you ladies both just said. It's a really good reminder to, yeah, stay on top of ourselves. And for me, these last couple of weeks, I've been I've been feeling that human pull, that human tether. And when I get irritated with myself or when I'm struggling with something human that day, whether it's something biological or something emotional, I've been keeping myself in check. And maybe this might work for some of our listeners, is I remind myself, I get out of my own headspace and I look at myself from outside in, and I remember that is how, like, if I'm struggling with my human body, like, you know, if I don't feel like working out that day, or if I want to overeat, you know, just those simple things that, you know, collectively, you know, drag us down. I remember that's how they want me to feel. That's how they want me to act. You know, the bad guys and the bad ETs and the bad energies and all the other toxicity that's floating around us that's trying to get into us. So I just remember, you know, that's like these little battles that I can fight and win on a daily basis. And that's how I'm helping to raise the collective consciousness. And that's how I'm keeping, you know, myself in check and making sure that, you know, I'm, you know, not giving into what the media is telling me that I'm supposed to be fearful of right now, or, you know, putting toxins in my body more than I should, because that's going to slow me down and, you know, hurt my overall collective consciousness. So yeah, how imperative it is right now to continue to be self-aware in order to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about all week. But it's also like I'm a woman, and I'm coming up to that time of my cycle. So, you know, I'm just like, oh no, but I want to dissociate. Oh, but I want to eat 16 pounds of chocolate. What do I do?
Eat the dark chocolate. It's good for you. Antioxidants. Yeah, that it really is. Oh. You know, it's moderation any way you look at it. If you're training, or if you're, you know, you don't overindulge. But in my opinion, I think that people should not deprive themselves of anything. They should train. And then, you know, give themselves something to eat.
Yeah.
They feel guided to have it.
Yeah.
I love that you're getting ready to lead during this particular lunar cycle, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I sure am.
This one's a powerful one. Do you use your menses in your ritual work at all?
That is a fantastic question. I absolutely do. And it's that's still something that's new to me, because I was actually on birth control for many, many years. And I only got off of it about a year and a half ago. So my body, I think it's just now regulating itself, and it's fantastic. So it's kind of like I'm learning all over again, you know, to get intimate with my cycle and my own femininity and my own womanhood. And since I am bleeding on a consistent basis now, as beautiful and magical as that is, I absolutely have been incorporating that into my rituals.
Yes. And that's the beautiful thing here, is that there is this access to that golden well, and the blood magic is very powerful, magical, okay. Magical, and especially the mince's blood. And So, I mean, if you think about that with the power of the magical egg and the cosmic egg, if you will, and all that. So I'm not surprised, but it seemed like with this show, something we should have, you know, we should talk about.
I love that. And yes, I love, love, love this topic. I love discussing blood. I love discussing bloodletting and yes, utilizing blood for different ritual work. And so, yeah, ooh, you just got me all excited.
And no animal sacrifices are done in this conversation.
No. And no. This is definitely the mince's blood too. So it's already, it's just happening naturally, like so much wonderful stuff. It's just accessible. This is for the women, of course, that have menses. And but for anyone else, you can, you know, one of the things I do, no matter what, if I get a cut during whatever out in the world, I always save the blood. So I'll wipe it on a tissue, right? And then it gets just stored, or a piece of paper, whatever. I make sure that some of it gets used for petitions. For prayers, you know, for magic work.
I love that. That's so beautiful. It's so holistic. And it's funny, I'll take that a step further. Something I'll do if I'm at home and if I hurt myself, if I cut myself, I will stop what I'm doing. And even if I'm on like a work call or something, I'll be like, excuse me, I need to tend to something, you know, give me 10 minutes. I will make a point, because I'm open and I'm bleeding, I will make a point to go ahead and do a quick ritual or spread my blood on a new tool that I just got that I hadn't activated yet. So I'm still trying to be very conscientious of that in using my blood freely while I'm open.
Yeah, that's it's a very big deal. And it really does change the nature of the work. When you start working with that life form. I mean, if we look around, what are some of the things that these would-be controllers really trying to do and tap from the collective? Well, they're trying to tap the blood. You know, whether it's psi tapping or physical tapping of blood from us. So it moves us, I think, to take the Holy Grail into our own hands, so to speak.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Yeah. Because if anything, yeah, they want the female blood, you know, the earther's blood, the creator's blood together. There's nothing more powerful and beautiful than that.
When we often see, like even in the OTO, the cakes of light, right, with the mince's blood from the Grand Poobah. And I'm just saying that with a little jest. Bear with me, OTO people. it tickles me. But it's part and parcel. It's in hoodoo. It's everywhere. It's always been. And it, of course, it's in the canon with I am the body, I am the blood, and the wine is the blood.
Yeah, which is very pagan in origination.
It's absolutely pagan, and that's the thing. And people get real weird about the idea. You say blood magic, and it's hard to get some people off of that get in the train that's going to derail, right? Mm-hmm. Blood magic, and they think the worst. And it's like, no, actually, blood magic is how you can rise up through yourself, through your own blood. And as Solaris already said, not sacrificial animals, because we are the people that don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're the people that don't do that. We have a relationship with the other life forms on this and in this realm. So that is, you know, it almost offends me sometimes when I hear that connection to, I can get behind a satanic cabal that is really super nasty, but it's not actually really satanic. Mm-hmm. And I understand what people are talking about, but in the end, just in paganism, it's gotten so misconstrued and weaponized and turned around and used against us.
Mm-hmm. It's been hijacked, just like everything else.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like everything else, right?
Yes.
But it's prana. It's life force. Anyway, you look at the blood, it's really the frequency of the blood, the prana. It's the energetic signature, the DNA that runs through, and the frequency signature is connected. That's really what the blood is really about. It's just like the transfiguration of the atom, you know, when they talk about the Christ and the resurrection and this and that, but it's really about the transfiguration of the atom. It has nothing to do with blood, really, but it is about frequency. But yeah, I see that in a sense of how you would use it in your own ceremonial things. There's all in ancient ceremonies back in the day. I mean, the women were always separated from the males during that time of the month. And they would, you know.
The red tent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yep, there's power associated. Well, I think there's superstition now, but it's just gotten so contorted. You know, the whole thing is becoming, I think what the problem I'm running into that I'm observing is that people are very immature and that they really don't understand anything on a very high alchemical level. They haven't been taught. They haven't been trained. They've been raised by Hollywood and CIA props. I mean, they don't get anything. And I don't judge them. I'm just observing. But I think that's part of the problem. It's lack of education.
Oh, I agree. And I think it's because of where we live and exist in the time in the world that, you know, we exist within such a Christianized society. So that circles back to what you were just talking about, Nish, with, you know, how blood magic and bloodletting really is very pagan in origin. Everything, freaking everything is pagan, people. Everything is pagan in origination. However, with the whole, looking at the Eucharist and, you know, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ and what you just mentioned, Solaris, with the resurrection, it's relating the, you know, the bio body, our stupid meat sacks, with our spiritual bodies. And it's so interesting how, yes, it has become so distorted and looked down upon and demonized. And in my opinion, that's all, you know, just being extracted and polluted by the Christian and the, you know, Catholic belief system. Like, you know, they extract and pollute everything good, everything pagan and everything witchy. And when I am doing any type of blood ritual work, it's also not just like, okay, this is me and I cut myself and I'm putting my blood on something and I'm, you know, sharing myself with the world inside out, you know, as above, so below. But for me, within very specific rituals, I utilize my blood as a sense of honoring and releasing my ancestors, because I am the blood of my ancestors. I am here because of them. So I also incorporate that into some of the ritual work that I do. So it's not just like spreading my blood on something like, oh, this is mine, I'm making this mine. And I do that. So like with every Ouija board, every talking board that I own, it's been covered in my blood. Absolutely. Like more than once, you know, most of, if not actually every single occult and parapsychological tool I own has been covered in my blood and probably my period blood at some point. But it's about also releasing and activating the bloodline, my ancestors, and honoring them and making that self-sacrifice. So yeah, to make that parallel between not doing animal, you know, sacrifices, which is just completely ridiculous, but doing the self-sacrifice of spilling a little bit of your own blood in order to call upon the ancestors. You know, this is, you know, blood calling to blood, but you guys know that.
It all started with that boat, didn't it, Montana?
What was that? I think you cut out.
I said it all started with that boat. Oh. That boat coming over.
I know.
See what happened?
Exactly. And when was that again? What, 1611, 1613? When was the Mayflower?
I have to double check. Something in that window.
1620. 1620.
Was it? Oh, good job, Nish. Thank you. 1620. Yeah. It all started in 1620, ladies.
That's right. We're old. That's just one entry on here.
Yep. 1620. Oh, yeah. And then yeah. Stuff got fun again. Shit got fun in 1692 with the Salem Witch Trials. Yep. Yeah. So much fun.
And the Revolutionary Wars and everything else. And now look at what's going on. Now look and see.
Blood. Oh, wow. So much blood.
I'm going to have a Mayflower too, but I'm heading off planet this time.
Well, take... no fear. I'm coming too.
Of course.
Listen, it's a universal thing. I'm bringing my trunk.
That's right. Alien life forms welcome.
My beautiful immigrant trunks. I'm moving on out of this place.
I was gonna say, man, don't let the universe hit me on the ass on the way. I'm ready to move. You remember that scene in Constantine where he flips everybody off on his way up? That's how I'm feeling.
I love that. Oh my God, I love it.
I relate so much.
That's
to that.
The rebel.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is, man.
Didn't
for me, anyway.
Aren't they making a second one? Is that true? I hope that's true.
Sure, I thought so. You know what else, though? I think I was seeing they have a. I don't know if you like this or not, because I'm a martial artist. I love a total. I'm the. What is it? What's the name of it now? Mortal Kombat. So, anyways, they have a new Mortal Kombat, and I want to see that.
Oh,
cool!
Just came out, and I don't watch television, but I love any martial arts films. I'm definitely into it.
Oh, the cheesiness that right now.
Yes, it just came out like I think the 16th or something of April. So I have to look at, I saw the trailer to it. It looks very good.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
If you're a martial artist, you'll dig it.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a movie that they're releasing? Because I don't keep up with Mortal Kombat. I know what you're talking about, though. Is this a movie that will be in the theaters, or is this something that you can stream?
I actually think you can get it online. I think it's on HBO, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't have a television, so I'll have to find a way to access it.
Okay, yeah, because oh my gosh, because I was just thinking this is the way where my head went just now. I was like, oh, a movie. Then I was like, oh, but the theaters aren't open.
Oh, I wouldn't go to those anyway. There's sticky floors and
they're so gross.
You know, you're sitting there anyway. I mean, I never cared about sitting close to people to begin with. So.
I know. Social
distancing has been a wonderful thing.
Yeah, because I don't like close talkers and I don't like people invading my space. Yeah. I don't like it anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But have you ladies heard, like, Niche, have you heard that we might be going into lockdown again next week? How ridiculous is that?
Yes. I'm not doing anything like that. I don't know. Where did that come from?
Well, it's specific to our state. Cape Brown, well, I'm in Washington, but I'm across the border. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our governor, well, Oregon's governor, really follows Canada and New York. Those are like her things. And so she's talking like that. I listen to everything that comes out from the Washington governor and the Oregon one, because they both affect my life. And it's funny on YouTube through the Oregonian, when she comes on, there's always like, you know, 10,000 dislikes and like 3 likes. It's like, who voted for her?
I know.
Like
what is her motive to close everything down, though? I don't understand what the deal is.
Yeah, I don't either. There are theories, but I think the main theory right now is to scare everybody into getting vaccinated. I think that she is threatening us with another lockdown. The media is reporting that there's another major wave of COVID. I don't think that that's true.
They're injecting people with a bunch of toxins and obviously a virus that's activating and they're shedding. So if they're getting a spike in a flu-like virus, well, chances are it's because of the people that have been injected, right?
Exactly. But they're saying it doesn't make sense, though, either, because the people that are getting vaccinated or the people that are the pro-COVID vax, they're saying, oh, but, you know, once I get vaccinated, then life is going to go back to normal. I can travel. Mm-hmm. I can go to the restaurants. I can do this. So it makes sense that the counterintuitively that the media and official leaders and Kate Brown, our governor, who I do not agree with, would say, oh yeah. So it's on you guys. So see, like, we're not responsible for COVID. You know, I'm just the governor. So I'm just trying to protect you.
Get rid of her. Get her out of there.
Oh my Seriously, God.
Get her ass out of there. Just like these people, like I said before, this is a rogue corporate government that's out of control and is literally designed to destroy this country and eradicate the people here. If people want to see it that way, this isn't conspiracy. This is just fact. And the bottom line is, you know, you've got to do something to address it and get these people out of office. We can't have this anymore. This lockdown was over a year. That's been insanity since day one. It should never happen. Should never happen.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even start with this, but
oh my God. And they're saying that Portland and our surrounding area is here in Portland, Oregon, that we are at high risk again. I'm not seeing anything that supports that, but I do believe that Kate Brown and her little minions are scaring people into getting vaccinated. And if that's what our politicians want us to do, then we know that that's what we should not do.
Well, you know, they're not my politicians. And I'll tell you, they're employees. They work for the people, they're public servants, and they better start acting like it. And the problem is nobody's backed them up enough to act like it. So, you know, it is what it is. But I look at them like subhuman entities. I mean, they're worthless to me. I can't use them for anything. I can't use them for toilet paper at this point, you know. That's why I see them.
She's 100% using the fear factor. I think they use Dominion machines here, by the way, but she, in her wording, in her languaging, in her verbose way, has definitely said that the reason why we're having this, having to go into a re-lockdown, is because of the people that won't get the vax. And she's throwing heavy signaling towards getting everyone. Well, I'm just glad I'm actually not a resident of that state.
Right,
Because we're it's definitely better in Washington, for sure. And I was just in where that happened to me, where I started earlier, where that happened to me was in Oregon. And that kind of stuff doesn't really happen to me here in Washington. But her languaging is very, very crazy. Like, she's blaming these peaks on non-vax people, and and then we could go down the rabbit hole with what's in the different vaccines. The Pfizer one's got prions in it. Now, anyone that knows anything about prion disease, is there's no way out of that. There's no way out. I hate to be hyperbolic in my languaging, but there is no way out of that. That's 3 years to a terrible ending. And I have heard several people say, well, that's just, I choose to suicide that way. I'm like, but you could have a fabulous suicide if you wanted to. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know.
It's insane. It's basically an Auschwitz camp at this point with an injection, you know. Well, and it's experimental. Well, it's not approved by the FDA. It's not mandated. So there's no reason for her to even push this. She's out of line.
It's human trials right now on the public across the globe across the planet. One of the things they're saying, the Eden guy, that is the Pfizer guy, the big Pfizer guy, has said is this is language that he was using. And I believe it 100%. I've been trying not to use this language because it scares people, but he's calling it mass genocide, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what everybody's calling it. He's not the only one. Everybody's calling it that.
He's a source from Pfizer. So he holds a lot of weight because he's one of these guys. He's a Pfizer guy, like right up there in the top, worked on this, been around it, and he's come out and said, No. Do not take it. 100% don't take it. And then we see all the stuff happening with the Johnson & Johnson. These are therapies. This is GMOing. And if you think about Monsanto and how they GMO'd the seeds for one season, that is basically what they're doing to humans. This is not a vaccine. This is a therapy that affects your genetic code, and it interrupts. And now there are very intense videos coming out with people taking, some people got the viruses, and I think it's the Pfizer one that's going around right now, and they put it under a microscope, and it has live organisms in it. And I am telling you what I witnessed. it looks like the one looks like a Geiger, the artist, Geiger alien, hello, beetle inside the slimy outer coat of some of the particles within the vaccine. Now, that's scary. That, you know, when I've been talking about invasion, the invasion, that's what I'm talking about. This thing is frightening.
And it's not extraterrestrial. That's, if it was extraterrestrial, it wouldn't be a problem. This is something that they've created. This is biowarfare.
Oh, this is
for
100% biowarfare. And it doesn't matter to me where that came from, but it did not fall short on me that these things look like little Geiger beetles. That's what they look like.
Interesting. I'd like to see the video of that.
Yes, please.
It's surfacing. It got a little bit viral on Twitter, and I'm sure it got all wiped out.
Probably.
I'd have to dig, because everything, the algorithm is...
I'll know, look for it. No biggie.
Yeah, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, because when I was talking about Eden, you can't find anything but the bad stuff, the Snoop stuff.
Right.
And you can't find all the credible stuff with him talking. It's hard to find, because that's the level of censorship we're on right now, where the algorithms are that good that you can train an algorithm on the actual voice. And so anywhere in the internet that pops out, that algorithm comes and takes care of it. Of course, we've always known you could type in information like this person's name or these hashtags, and the algorithms will wipe those out. But now you can train it on a voice. You can train it on an image, the person's face, and wipe them out. Literally erase them, like a Black Mirror episode.
Wow.
Well, I know how that feels.
It's that dire. It's that real out there.
Well, you know, they live in the illusion, you know, they live in the bubble. So one of these days they'll figure that out, but they're just regurgitating a circus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be part of it. Like I said, I just don't need to play the game. I don't want to be part of the game. You know, I'm done.
I don't either. And I've been stepping back, but I will tell you, I have, I think all of us know people who've vaxxed up.
Oh gosh. And I know everybody who has. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many amazing people that are reasonable that I just would never guess would just go ahead with this it's so sketchy, without even really seriously doing the due diligence. And so part of what I've been doing, and this kind of gets deeper into what Montana was asking earlier, is I've been going through a little bit of a mourning over those that I love that have chosen that path, because especially with what I've been deep diving this stuff for so long, since Sophia Smallstorm got me on the deep diving trail, as she does, and it just never stopped. I think it's been two or three months when she's like, check this out, and I haven't come up for air yet. It's been so intense. So now I just look at, well, here's the worst part. The people that have been vaxxed are dangerous to the non-vax people. And one of the things that I've been finding actually very exciting is seeing like gyms and some stores saying, if you have had the vax, we are sorry, we apologize, we thank you for your business in the past, but we cannot allow you in. You've become dangerous to the rest of us. And that kind of stuff's happening. And when I think about the split that's happening and how we pivot away, I think that it, because I think it's easily half this population. I think that a lot of people I think that it's being very underestimated that there are a lot of people like us standing up saying, wait, even though the three of us are kind of in the seers category, right? We are able to see stuff, but just people that aren't, just people looking at stuff logically are going, wait a minute, this has never been tried on humans. It's out in the public, all these side effects, and they're questioning it. And that's all. Our messaging's ever been, question it. And I think now all these people have businesses, all these people have a life. And if we think about half the population, you could see where we would split, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all you big corporations that want to deny us, so McDonald's, fuck off. So mm-hmm. Burger King, fuck off.
Walmart, we have to watch the F-bomb. Off. Watch out.
Oh, so,
careful.
Oh, sorry. I did it three times. I dropped Frick it off. Three times. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Careful. You moved it so fast, I couldn't stop you.
I know. No, I was like high fire. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But that where we can say that ultimately, because they're holding services against us. And mm-hmm. now I think if half the population comes together and says, I mean, look at all the medical workers that are like, no, absolutely no way. Look at all the mom and pop shops. Look at all the small independent artists that have clothing lines, that have jewelry lines, that do have restaurants. I mean, there's a whole world out there that is going to pivot away from all of the other crap.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, even some of the Marines aren't taking these. I think it's a great percentage that aren't taking it, but they're compromised anyway. But nonetheless, I think people are making a decision. Yeah.
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 So wow. The more we hear like this and the more we're allowed to hear this, the more it gives us hope that
yes.
there's going to be services for us people, because that's what they're using right now. And to get back to Kate Brown, that's what she's using. To get back to using all the services you like, you have to do this and show the card.
Well, exactly. So she's putting it back on us. Like, oh, it's my fault.
Yep.
Yeah, work until you're free. Remember fault. That.
She's mm-hmm. making it our fault that it's a bad thing, that it's happened and it's now our fault.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's actually their fault. They started this whole PSYOP.
Exactly. And I don't know if this is just in the state of Oregon or if it's everywhere, because I don't watch TV either. Solaris, have you heard that the vaccine is now available and being offered to children? So I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I heard this, something like that. Yeah.
Well, what kind of a parent, like, who in their right mind would voluntarily inject this crap into their child? And there are so many theories about sterilization mm-hmm. and, you know, like, just on top of everything else about the genome sequencing and everything that Solaris and I, that we discussed in our the last installment, like, oh my gosh. So I just, like, see, I'm at a loss for words.
It's
like
an invasion of the body anyway you look at it, honestly.
Yes.
And you have no business even pushing it. They really don't. The body can repair itself. It's a weaponized flu. It's a psychological operation. It's been one since day one. Yeah, they've been putting a little bit of bells and whistles on the tech as far as what they're utilizing. But nonetheless, we can navigate through this without their BS. But, you know, the problem was they mistreated the people that were sick. They put them on ventilators when they shouldn't have. They should have treated it with, like, a steroid and antibiotics or whatever else. They didn't treat them properly, and they're expired. That's murder. That's negligence in the medical industry. So, like I said, this whole scenery, it needs to be, it's done. This world doesn't work anymore. The government doesn't work, which is a corporation. Their science doesn't work. Everything they do is a lie. It's got to go. They're the ones that need the reset. They're the ones that mm-hmm. need to go. They are absolutely ridiculous, incompetent, and not even switched on or connected to the cosmos. They don't even have a clue. So
this is crimes against humanity.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's Nuremberg on steroids. Absolutely. It is. Yes, it is. You know, we have about 15 minutes plus or minus here. I don't know. I do want to mention for everybody out there listening, stay tuned for Shiny Set Out with David Dundremecki coming up next to Sail On to the Night from Down Under with their fantastic show. They're going to be talking about Biological Weapons 5. Well, so that dovetails right into it. We're discussing, so stay tuned. That'll be a great show. And we have about 15 minutes plus or minus, I mean, maybe 12 or 13. So whenever you want to close the circle off, at what point you want to do that, that's fine. We still have enough time, but just a heads up for you there, Nish.
I only need about 5 minutes
okay, great.
To do that. The
I figure.
Closing's easy. Yeah.
Perfect. Very good. But yeah, no, I agree with both of you on what's happening here. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do, but I think Portland, that whole area is just jacked up. I don't know how you do it, Montana. It's a beautiful state. It really is a beautiful state, but what's going on there? I mean, it's just, you got to get rid of that governor. She's worthless.
It's ridiculous. It's like, and I know Solaris, you and I have discussed this probably in private. I don't think I've mentioned this on air, but it's like Oregon has gotten so liberal, it's like reverse liberalism now. It doesn't make sense. It's way too liberal that it's reversing its own liberalism.
I don't even think they're liberals. I think they're more like Marxists or something. I think they hijack liberals, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Yeah, I can see that. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's just, yeah, what you said, Nisha, Kate Brown, her language towards her community is that COVID is our fault because we didn't wear masks. And, you know, this other lockdown that's coming is our fault because we didn't get vaccinated in time. And so she's threatening us with another lockdown because we're the ones that aren't serious about our health. And she is.
So she's nominated warden, huh? You know what? I would definitely try to sue her as best I could. I mean, I would really look into prosecuting these people. Like I said, they have to go. This isn't about elections anymore. They steal the elections half the time. Half the time, they're flipping the numbers remotely. I mean, it's not even a legal election. We dealt with this before. They want to penalize everybody who's calling it out as, you know, suspicious. And I'm telling you, all of these people are not supposed to be in office. And they are public servants. They do not act like public servants. And they need to go. All of them need to go. I'd rather see somebody just, you know, like you, for crying out loud, be governor and just get these clowns out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
I think there should be term limits no matter what. These career politicians that just come in and make so much money, they lose touch with whatever their roots were. They all seem to turn dirty. And there's always like some sort of switch that happens. I'm not sure what it is, but I notice it. And then they're all filthy rich in the end.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching, baby. They're fixtures. They're fixtures over there. They're squatters. I call them squatters because that's what they are. Nobody wants them there. Nobody's elected them.
Nope.
You know, they're rogue. They're a rogue organization. They're a rogue corporation. They're almost like mafia at this point.
True.
Oh, they're totally here. Thugs.
Yeah, thug life. Here it is, thug life, yeah, USA. Yeah.
This is these are the real thugs. That's a real thug life, child. These are the real thugs.
All right.
I wish they were cool thugs, but they're not. They're idiots. You know, they're incompetent clowns. I'm like, this is what I mean by do not let idiots lead a country. Do not let idiots run states. This is foolish.
You should have to
pass an IQ test, for crying out loud. What the hell is this about?
And thing is that comes back to that core, though, is that people give their power away. They give their own agency away and dethrone themselves. And this is part of what happens. It's a slow decay. And those of us, a lot of us with this rebel gene, are like, no, I can honor this. I can honor a mode of being. We come together and get some roads taken care of. We take care of our sick. We take care of our own. We, you know, we do this. But in the end, I don't need to be governed. I'm governing myself.
Right.
And I think a lot of us that are, I'm saying this very loosely, but are human, right? That at least are on this level that we are, whatever that is, we know what's right and wrong. I'm not going to go out and murder someone. That's just wrong. And even no matter what the circumstances are that may inspire that, I know that that causality of that is not going to be good for me in the end. And so,
you don't need
evolution.
You don't need religion to tell you that.
Nobody should be here telling anybody how to live. We don't need babysitters. And I do get that a majority of the populace do need babysitters because a lot of them are incompetent and programmed. But those of us who stand out who are not part of that, we are the breakaways. We are the breakaway civilizations, and we will not tolerate the ignorance of what they're doing. Actually, we're the ones who have been shining illumination and energy and information while we're here. And they've taken advantage of that and persecuted us and everything else while we're here on the timeline. So, yeah, you know, but right now I'm not playing their game. Like I said, I'm bowing out gracefully. And I'm breaking orbit with it. And I'm working on my own projects, and we're going to the next level. I'm not playing it, not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing this game. This is no good.
What's so interesting is how robotic people are about following these new rules right now, about how they just voluntarily put on a mask because they're told to. Like, oh, okay.
Or how conditioned. They just socially engineered. They'll take rice with crap on it needed at this point. I mean, I'm sorry to be crude, but this is where they're at, really. Yes, please, I'll have some more. I mean, they're just really gone. Okay.
Yep. And good that's call. How it's with the people that I know in my life that have recently gotten vaccinated. And I was like, I would be like, oh my God, you got vaccinated. I didn't know you felt that way. Can you tell me why you chose to get vaccinated? And they're like, oh, because that's just the thing to do. And I'm like, that's not an answer.
They want to take a hit for the team.
Exactly.
and this whole thing they're saying, we're in it together. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not on your Titanic. Oh, sorry. So I've got a lifeboat.
If you log on to your Facebook, everybody is posting how heroic they claim they are by getting their vaccinations, and they're posting pictures, they're posting all of this personal information, and how they are on the bandwagon about getting vaccinated because they were told that that's what they're supposed to do. And it's so robotic, and they're like so like disgustingly, scarily happy about it. And yes, with like, you know, no understanding, no cause for having their own opinion as to why they did it or what it means to the rest of us. And it makes me so angry and sick to my stomach. And I think that it's not going to end there because, you know, they're like, oh, well, the first vaccination wasn't enough. So now we've got a second dose. And I actually have somebody in my life. I didn't know this. He told me yesterday. I have somebody in my life who got both vaccinations, the first dose and the second dose. And then he got sick. And then somebody told him that meant that the first dose didn't stick. So he got redosed with the first dose again, if that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well, we're going to have boosters, like three or four boosters with one of the, I think it was the Pfizers. Basically, this is never going to end, okay? Unless you break it and you break it up and you stop the BS. It's never going to stop. These guys are going to push them over the edge and continue on with this project of taking everybody down.
Yep, and it started.
I'll tell you what. Well, what I saw psychically a few years ago, and I had written this down and it's out there. I had talked about seeing this period where we are with all these time markers, and people can go back and find all this stuff. It's everywhere, off planet media. And I saw the separation happening where the military was cordoning off people, and the people were dangerous to everyone else that had received some sort of pulse. And the pulse was tied into all of this, and it was their own tech was being used against them. And one of the things that was being portrayed to me was this, these are symbols, but it looked like leprosy. And that's how I was perceiving it. So there was like kind of gross pox that were weepy and bloody and leprosy. People look like they had leprosy, and they're very, very infectious towards other people. And this was the result of a mass vaccine. And so I'm anticipating we don't have long to wait. It doesn't take that long, especially with prions. So by the time we get around to Yule, we're going to actually start really seeing that, because they started vaccine in January, and it takes time. We're talking, it's unknowable really, how the human genome's going to react here. And I should do the closing now.
Yes, I was going to say, I was just about to tell you. Yeah, we have a few minutes. We're right down to the wire there. Thank you.
So what we need to do here is throw our back into the throne of self and sit back down and breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in the air of knowing. The air of being. Breathe in life and breathe out fear, intolerance, anything that is blocking you, and open your psychic road. And we say hail and farewell to the sentinels of the north and the east and the south and the west. We thank you, blackness of knowing, breath of being, strange flame that is ever burning, and the still waters of all life. We thank you for being here. We are always a toroid for your influences. And to the outer world, we say hail and farewell to thee.
Hail and farewell.
And so that's kind of the thing with that psychic vision I had. There's going to be a point here. There's an event horizon where these people are, it's going to be recognized that they're danger. It's going to look like a leprosy colony all over. And the symptoms are not going to escape many people. I don't even know why, it's just going to take time. But I think by December, we're going to start seeing this full force.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm looking at June, July to have some weird going on. I think you'll see more of that, what you're describing, probably towards the end of the year as well. And next year's a whole different ballgame. A whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. I love you both so much.
I love you too.
I'm celebrating you.
Yes, it's been a wonderful show. Yeah, great job with Circle Casting Niche and Montana. And I hope you have a fabulous, happy, happy birthday and celebration. Hey. I'll be there in spirit. Enjoy, relax, new beginnings, new energy, and whatever else you choose to manifest.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Strength and fierceness.
That's right. Yep. The fierce is not something we lack. That's for damn sure.
That's so true.
But we can always shine that up. My armor is fierceness, okay?
That's a good thing.
And I can feel it. I can feel it whenever we're together too. When we circle cast together, it's like, because all three of us are so fiery, especially you, Solaris, it's like, oh my gosh, like I just get so worked up.
We should. I'm really looking forward to doing a ceremony in person at some point in the continuum.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fun. I think we can really crank.
We're going to blow circuits.
We're going to blow circuits, but we're going to blow out the debris field that everybody's been subjected to. So,
yes.
That goes for listeners too. I hope you've taken advantage of the beautiful energy and transmute everything alchemically and get out of the web, get out of the deception.
Yeah. Seat yourself in that throne. You are seated in it. Realize it. That flame, that strange flame, that's you.
Exactly. Perfect. And we are out of time. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Niche, Montana.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night. Love you.
Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart,
that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gear.